Welcome, this is Voice of Change, a syndicated radio broadcast and podcast airing since 2011. Voice of Change is committed to raising the leader in you, and because time is the unit of life, I assure you that the next few minutes you have decided to invest in your own leadership journey will be rewarded with a definite paradigm shift. Stay with me on Voice of Change. Welcome to Voice of Change, your radio program on leadership. And we've been focusing for quite a while now on personal leadership. That is developing you as a leader, which is what Voice of Change is about. Sometimes we discuss what is going on in the nation or in the nations of the earth as an example to ourselves. But we never lose sight of the fact that Voice of Change is to develop us. It's not about social criticism or commentary, but we learn from what is going on all around us so we can become better leaders. We explore leadership from various angles. We're not politically aligned. We are just committed to developing the leader in us. And also, I personally am passionate about my country, which happens to be Nigeria. And I am passionate about Africa. I believe in mankind. I love humanity. But I believe in my continent and I believe in Nigeria. It's called patriotism. Don't go anywhere. We're yet to start today's discussion on Voice of Change.
Voice of Change is offered by AB Consulting and Gotham Christian Foundation Partners. Subscribe to Voice of Change podcast today on iTunes and Spotify and don't miss a single episode.
Welcome back to Voice of Change. I'm your host, Olajumoke Adenowo. You can reach me on Instagram at Jumoke Adenowo. Today, we are discussing leadership styles. Why? It helps you to understand how you lead so you can comprehend why people respond to you the way they do. We all have different leadership styles. Indeed, we don't even have one. Most of us lead in different ways at different times. But some styles of leadership are predominant. Every leadership expert has their own definition of leadership styles. Today, we would like to look at a particular type of categorization which distributes leadership styles into six. It talks about a coercive leadership style, an authoritative leadership style, the affiliative leadership style, the democratic leadership style, the pace-setting leadership style, and the coaching leadership style. And we will just take a look at just two today. The coercive leadership style demands immediate compliance. It says in one word, do what I tell you. Is this the kind of leader you are? Are your subordinates afraid to come and let you know that the last set of instructions you gave to them could not work in the field? They tried to execute it, but it did not work. And perhaps they have a better idea and they would like to let you know. They are the ones who face the customers, who try and implement your strategy, and it's not really working the way it should work. But are they afraid to come back and tell you? Because you have a coercive leadership style. This is the style of dictators. And interestingly, Africa has had its own fair share of dictators. What this causes at the end of the day is malicious obedience to patently stupid instructions from superiors. That means your subordinates go ahead and obey you with malice in their heart, knowing that what you have told them to do will result in certain disaster for the organization, for the country, for the local government, or whatever you are in charge of. But they don't tell you because you don't listen. If you are a listening leader, ask yourself, how many of my subordinates have approached me in the last 1 month to give me feedback about my instructions? You know, nobody likes to think they're a dictator, but perhaps that's what you are. In a crisis, this kind of style works very well. I mean, there's a hurricane or a tsunami hits a country. At that time, that's not the time to start to discuss which best way to go forward. It's a crisis. The house is on fire. You need to get out quickly. So you tell yourself, get out of that room and move to the next. Now, that works in that time only. But when things are normal, this is a negative leadership style.
It works in time of crisis. Let's ask ourselves this question. Is what we need a coercive leadership style now? Or is it a democratic leadership style we need, where everybody needs to come to consensus? In fact, there are schools of thought that argue that lots of African countries are not yet ready for democracy. But let's not go there today. An authoritative leadership style is the second style we're discussing today. And that mobilizes people towards a vision. It says, come with me, you know. So I'm going with you, but come with me. I put across the vision to you because I've got self-confidence. I empathize with you. I'm a catalyst of change. This is best when changes require a new vision or when a clear direction is needed. So an authoritative person makes the vision very clear and motivates you to come along. You know, if you cannot criticize yourself, if you cannot be introspective, if you cannot look inwards, you can never get better. Therefore, shall we spend this week thinking about it? Am I a coercive leader? Or do I just tell people, do what I tell you? Don't ask questions. What do you know? Am I curious? Am I open? Am I inquisitive? Am I ready to learn from my subordinates? Yes, they may not know much, but they know something. And it may just be that little something that they know that will make a difference in the organization. The receptionist has something to tell you. She faces the customers daily. If she's a good one, she can tell you the demographics of the people who come, what they need, what the problem is. Even the cleaner can tell you a good deal from the contents of the trash can that he throws away. Maybe all your staff are on drugs. He knows because he disposes of the trash. What I am saying is, there is nobody that you should look down on. Information can come to you from the gate man to the cleaner to anybody, but be open to listen. Be a listening leader.
Hear the cry of our people. To the sea, yeah, yeah. Ringing out across the nation, crossing the hills in the blaze.
This is the time to change. Now we're ready. We rise as one to the glorious dawn. This is the time for change. Are you ready?